CRTV's afternoon edition with me, Drusilla Mokoso Joki. In our top stories, Cameroon has been commended for her efforts in promoting transparency in public finance expenditure and accelerating reforms to promote growth and development by the International Monetary Fund at the close of the IMF's seventh review mission to the country. Cameroon's huge agricultural assets are on display at the National Museum in Yaoundé as exhibitors of produce and derivatives showcase their bounty during activities to mark the 44th World Food Day, chaired by the Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries. On the occasion, CRTV's afternoon edition juxtaposes the country's food production machinery to startling statistics of food insecurity suffered by 10% of the population. And in sports, the Cameroon Gymnastic Federation and the African Gymnastic Union are upgrading the skills of the country's amateur gymnasts to render them professional at a five-day training opened today in Yaoundé by the Minister of Sports and Physical Education. Those were top stories, but first, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with Winston Lebga. The 10th contingent of Cameroonian troops, which are part of the United Nations multidimensional peacekeeping mission for the stabilization of the Central African Republic, has been praised for the exemplary conduct in the protection of people and property. During the traditional ceremony for the retrocession of the national flag, marking the end of the mission, the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense, Joseph Beti Asomo, congratulated the troops and reiterated President Biya's commitment to ensuring a return of normalcy to the Central African Republic. More than 3 million Cameroonians are said to suffer from acute food shortages. The World Food Day event being observed today has been an opportunity for the authorities to ensure food security to all citizens, irrespective of income and social class. The brainstorming took place in the official commemorative celebrations in Yaoundé, being chaired by the Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger, in the presence of three other cabinet ministers and members of the diplomatic corps. Small business holders in the Central Africa sub-region are being briefed on the contract opportunities available at the African Development Bank. During a sensitization seminar that opened today in Yaoundé, they were given information in the domains of interior decoration, building renovations, and seminar organization, among others. The Director General of the African Development Bank for the Central Africa Office and Cameroon, Serge Nguessa, said there is over 5 billion CFA francs worth of contracts launched by the ADB every year. The head of the International Monetary Fund delegation to Cameroon, Simil Sankak, says some reforms carried out by the government of the Republic to promote growth, particularly in public financial management, have begun to show result. This was at the end of the seventh review mission of the IMF's Economic and Financial Program. City councils and councils in Cameroon will soon have two new technical documents to guide the elaboration of their development plans for greater efficiency. The Meteorological Guide and the Council's Geographical Information System were presented in Yaoundé today during a national workshop chaired by the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, Georges Elanga Obam. The tools expected to accelerate and deepen the decentralization process in the country have been designed with the support of the United Nations Development Program. In sports, 23 amateur gymnasts today begin receiving professional training at the National Institute of Youth and Sports in Yaoundé. The five-day training is organized by the Cameroon Gymnastic Federation in partnership with the African Gymnastic Union. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Thank you for being with us. A team of experts from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, which has been in the country since the 3rd of October 2024, to evaluate the implementation of economic reforms and the country's economic performance, has come to the end of its mission. Members of the delegation were at the Star Building today to present their findings to Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dangote. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam tells us more.
IMF control mission received by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dangote, has been in Cameroon since the 3rd of October to carry out the 7th review of the Extended Credit Facility and the Extended Fund Facility and the 2nd review of the Resilience and Sustainability Facility. During the restitution meeting, members of the delegation highlighted the positive points observed in Cameroon's microeconomic performance. Simil Sankak, IMF Mission Chief, Head of Delegation.
In this review, we found that in terms of macroeconomic stability, fiscal sustainability, debt science sustainability, the performance has been good.
Concerning the implementation of reforms meant to support public finance management and stimulate higher inclusive growth in Cameroon, members of the IMF mission underscored the need for an acceleration in the putting in place of some reforms. Simil Sankak, IMF Mission Chief, Head of Delegation.
One area is how to have a level playing field for the private sector in terms of a tax contribution. This is important both for revenue mobilization in an equitable way and private sector development. And this is an area where we see there is more room for progress. There is a reform measure on the restructuring of the fuel refinery, Sonara. We know that this refinery is important for Cameroon, and we want to see progress in its rehabilitation, which will bring both results for the real economy and also public finances.
The IMF evaluation mission has been gauging the impact of the extended credit facility, the extended fund facility, and the resilience and sustainability facility at a time when the program is gradually approaching its end date of March 2025. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
Similarly, and earlier on during the day, the head of the International Monetary Fund's mission to Cameroon noted a degree of transparency in public funds expenditure in the country and highlighted that several reforms to promote the country's growth are either completed or underway. Semil Sankak made these remarks following a meeting with officials from the Ministry of Finance in Yaoundé, chaired by the Minister Delegate to the Minister of Finance, Yaouba Abdoulaye. The meeting marked the conclusion of the 7th review of the extended credit facility and the 2nd resilience and sustainability facility under the IMF economic and financial program. In the meantime, small and medium-sized business owners in the Central African sub-region have been enlightened on contract opportunities available within the African Development Bank Group in the areas of interior decoration, restoration, renovations, and the organization of seminars, among others. This is at a sensitization workshop opened in Yaoundé today by the Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of public contracts, Ibrahim Talbamala, with smallholder business owners from Cameroon and other countries of the Central African sub-region participating online and on-site. The Director General of the African Development Bank for the Central Africa Office in Cameroon, Serge Nguessa, has underlined the need for entrepreneurs to regularly bid for the over 5 billion CFA francs worth of minor contracts launched by the ADB every year. Listen to him.
We know the African Development Bank as the institution which provides resources for big competitive markets on the continent. But our SMEs don't know that the bank itself has opportunity for them to tap on those big contracts the bank is providing. Our countries in the region are connected to present this opportunity and also to sensitize all our service providers, our SMEs in the region. Each year, the bank spends more than 5 billion CFA to renovate building, to buy equipment, to organize seminars. This opportunity needs to be tapped by our SMEs in the region. This seminar will help them be competitive to be able to tap on this market.
And that was the Director General of the African Development Bank for the Central Africa Office in Cameroon, Serge Nguessa. The Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of Defence has transmitted a message of congratulations from President Paul Biya to returning troops of the 10th Contingent of Cameroonian Forces to the United Nations Multidimensional Integrated Stabilization Mission in the Central African Republic. Joseph Bitia Somo was speaking in Yaoundé today while presiding over a retrocession ceremony of the national flag marking the end of the contingent's mission. Albert Njembonde witnessed the ceremony. His report.
Colonel Bengono François Magloire, commandant le 10e bataillon camerounais à la MINUSCA sortant.
Brief but highly significant. The mission of the 10th contingent ends the same way it officially began, with Troop Commander Colonel Bengono François Magloire handing back the national flag to Minister Joseph Bétia Somo, same way it was handed to him in typical military tradition on September 13, 2023 in Mochebum, to kickstart their one-year assignment.
Mes devoirs, Monsieur le Ministre délégué à la Présidence, chargé de la Défense. We have done our best, and now we are very proud to come back to our country.
A one-year period during which they went through the rough and tumble, Joseph Bétia Somo transmits the gratitude of Commander-in-Chief President Paul Biya for keeping the good reputation of Cameroon in the stabilization effort in the Central African Republic. The 1,070 troops comprising 750 defense forces and 320 gendarmes returned home safe after proudly accomplishing their mission, except for Atebele Emmanuel Serge, who died in the line of duty, and Ekoto Ela, who succumbed to ill health. A minute of silence is observed in their honor.
We have faced too much challenges, the bad condition of bridges, roads, and the fact that we cannot move easily to go and protect civilians, and the area was very large.
The soldiers marched with rigor, marking the end of the ceremony, displaying their renewed determination to serve their country with honor and loyalty.
Here now is an excerpt of Minister Joseph Bétia Somo reiterating Cameroon's commitment to peace in the Central African Republic and the gratitude of President Paul Biya to the sacrifice made by the country's 10th contingent. An excerpt selected by Albert Njembonde.
The symbolism, the handover of the standard, is very important because it marks the definitive return of the Cameroonian battalion to the country, after having proudly accomplished its mission in the Central African Republic with the help of various countries and bilateral or multilateral international partners, working to consolidate and strengthen its institutions, and is in line with the effective implementation of the innovative measures taken a few years ago by the Head of State, Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, His Excellency Paul Biya, to make the participation of our defense and security forces in peacekeeping operations in general and in MINUSCA in particular more visible, dynamic, effective, and methodical.
And that was the Minister Delegate at the President in Charge of Defense, Joseph Bétia Somo, in an excerpt during a retrocession ceremony of the national flag, marking the end of the contingent's mission to the Central African Republic. In other news, 13 billion CFA francs will be allocated by the state for the construction of more quality, low-cost houses in the country. The announcement was made by the board chair of the Cameroon Real Estate Corporation, Celestine Kecha-Cortez, at the end of the corporation's 2023 evaluation board meeting in Yaoundé. Ghislaine Koua of CRTV Center reports.
The board meeting of the Cameroon Real Estate Corporation, SIC, that was presided at by its chair, Celestine Kecha-Cortez, served as opportunity to evaluate its accounts for 2023 and also remind stakeholders to construct quality low-cost houses. The members then agreed to produce a plan of action for the construction of low-cost houses to the tune of 13 billion francs CFA across the national territory to be financed by the state. This, however, is expected to be presented and adopted by the General Assembly next October 30th. After examining and adopting the 2023 budget that stood at 3.2 billion, the board chair urged members to be more rigorous and professional as well as respect deadlines in future. Ghislaine Kwa, CRTV Center.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
After 3 p.m., you're listening to CRTV's Afternoon Edition. One of our headline stories, slightly over 3 million Cameroonians, making up 10% of the population, suffer from acute food insecurity. The figures are from the National Harmonized Framework for the Analysis of the Food and Nutrition Situation in Cameroon. On the occasion of the 44th World Food Day commemorated today, stakeholders are reflecting on ways to ensure food security to all citizens, irrespective of income and social class. Official celebrations in Yaoundé have been chaired at the National Museum by the Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger, in the presence of three other cabinet ministers and members of the diplomatic corps. Farmers from across the country are displaying the wide array of harvests to visitors who are purchasing quality produce at affordable prices and discovering derivatives made in Cameroon. And the Cameroon government has provided refugees of the Minawawo camp in the Mayo Chanaga division of the Far North region with 100 hectares of farmland for the activities. This is in a bid to address hunger among Nigerian refugee children sheltered at the Minawawo camp. Amos Enonyakeragbo says the absence of food at the Minawawo refugee camp is a serious setback to the education of learners.
Only 16,000 out of the 58,000 children of school-going age are enrolled in the 10 basic educational establishments at the Minawawo camp in the Far North region. The reasons for this underscolarization rate are many, but the lack of constant food supplies in the last 6 months is top on the list. Pupils and students who value education still take the road to the classrooms, though in great difficulty.
I am in Government Balengwe High School of Minawawo. Some people have even made 3 days, 4 days without any food. As you can see me talking like this, we don't have a food that we will cook in the evening. They share us food since April.
United Nations refugee officials say the food problem is crucial and important and so calls for consensual efforts of all actors. Though there are efforts to render the refugees autonomous, with the Cameroon government providing them with hectares of land for agriculture, there is still much to be done. Marwa, Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
With the recent price hikes of foodstuff and other items in the country, putting food on the table has also become a Herculean task for residents of Betwa in the East region. They have taken to cheaper options such as cassava fufu, as Bennett Akameondua tells us more in the report that follows.
Inhabitants of Betwa say the choice of what to eat lies entirely on their finances. In other words, they eat what they can afford. Some others say they don't mind eating the same menu every day, especially cassava fufu, a staple which they easily find around.
Fufu is very affordable for me right now, and I don't mind eating it every day.
Other city dwellers, who are mostly not from the region, say they make an effort to fluctuate meals while striving to obtain balanced diets.
Though times are really hard now, I still make an effort to eat a balanced diet because I know it's actually good for my health.
Since agriculture is the main activity of people of the East, quality and quantity of food is sure. Salomon Endom Asenge, East Delegate of Agriculture.
We are currently in the period of abundance, both in the quality and quantity of food.
A majority of persons blame the choice of food on the hard economy, which most at times doesn't give them room for choices. Betwa, Benetta Kame Ondua, CRTV.
And in the Southwest region, experts in agriculture have been advising farmers on better techniques and practices to improve on their yields and satisfy consumers, always in search of a better deal. Annabelle Ndike Eno Anyang reports from Buea.
Agricultural experts in the Southwest region say encouraging the population have access to enough quality, diverse, nutritional and safe food is a prerequisite to live a healthy life. Dr. Okole Justin is an agricultural expert.
To achieve food and nutrition security, we have sustainable agriculture. Good food should be food that makes us nutritionally okay.
Dr. Okole Justin adds the use of poor agricultural seeds for cultivation alongside wrong use of fertilizers will only increase the risk of producing bad food.
Cultivation of bad food starts the planting material. If they are low quality seeds, they have a high tendency to attract pests and diseases.
He therefore encouraged farmers to cultivate healthy agricultural practices.
The farmer needs to choose quality seeds. Also learn to apply agroecological principles and grow your food naturally.
Having the right to food for a better life and a better future, agricultural experts are hopeful more healthy food will be produced. Annabelle Ndike Enomanyang in Buea.
And solving the equation of a balanced diet and minimum funds to purchase food compounded with rising food prices is the unending challenge of households as basic foodstuff has become luxury goods. In the following analysis, Bertrand Somba says the equation can be solved with some proof of creativity and resourcefulness.
Eating well on a limited budget is entirely achievable through a strategic and thoughtful approach. By prioritizing staple foods such as whole grains, legumes, seasonal vegetables and fruits, low-income households can not only decrease their expenses but also enhance their nutritional health. Meal planning, price comparison across various markets, and utilizing special offers and promotions are effective methods to maximize savings while ensuring adequate nutrient intake. Furthermore, culinary creativity through the use of leftovers and preparing meals in bulk maximizes available resources. Nutritionists also recommend that engaging in seasonal initiatives such as gardening can provide additional opportunities to access fresh and healthy foods, thereby strengthening individuals' ability to maintain a nutritious diet without exceeding their financial constraints.
And the advice has been taken. Thank you, Bertrand Somba. In other news, foreign and local gastrointestinal specialists are currently carrying out surgeries on 10 patients suffering from diseases of the digestive system at the Yaoundé General Hospital. The surgeries are part of activities to mark the 26th edition of Scientific Days of the Association of Gastroenterologists in Cameroon, scheduled from the 16th to the 17th of October in Yaoundé. Dr. Paul Tala, head of the gastroenterological service at the Yaoundé General Hospital, now highlights the importance of the theme of this year's edition of the Gastroenterological Days in Cameroon.
We have many patients who are suffering from cancer. 20 years ago, they were not talking about cancer. So today we have an epidemic of cancer, and then it was important for us to discuss with our colleagues and to know how to prevent. Here in the general hospital, we have many interventions. We have polypectomy, removing polyps. Polyps are those small lesions which can transform to cancer. And we have someone who have difficulty to swallow because of the lesion of the esophagus. So we have the opportunity to dilate that achalasia. And then later on, we have other patients who have stones in the biliary ducts for the first time here in John's Hospital.
And that was Dr. Paul Tala, head of the gastroenterological service at the Yaoundé General Hospital. He was interviewed by Colette Jani. And we give you this bit of information before this news goes over. We go to sport, where the 23rd amateur gymnasts have begun receiving professional training at the five-day course organized by the Cameroon Gymnastic Federation in partnership with the African Gymnastic Union. Speaking at the start of the training this morning at the National Institute of Youth and Sport in Yaoundé, the Minister of Youth and Physical Education, the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Narcisse Muele-Kombi, appealed on the seriousness and dedication of trainers and trainees. Harrison Ashu reports.
The 23 gymnasts selected from the 10 regions of the country are expected to learn and develop new skills in rhythm gymnastics at the end of the training this Saturday. Experts from the African Gymnastic Union are in charge of the coordination of the exercise. Banga Solange is a participant.
We are happy for this camp in rhythmic gymnastics. We are going to learn how to ameliorate our performance.
The gymnastic camping at the National Institute of Youth and Sports will produce future medalists for Cameroon, according to the president of the Cameroon Olympic and Sports Committee, Hamad Kalkaba Maboum.
This is the seat before going to the Olympics. We must develop our sport. So this is the time for us to promote the sport of gymnastics, because during the Olympic Games, there are two major sports, athletics, gymnastics, and swimming. We must support the initiative, because from here, we will go to Los Angeles 2028, and beyond to Brisbane 2032, we must start the preparation now.
While opening the camping in Yaoundé in the company of the president of the African Gymnastic Union, Dr. Ahab Amin, the Minister of Sport and Physical Education, Narcisse Muele-Kombi, challenged the participants to take the training seriously and make the president of the Cameroon Gymnastic Federation, Annie Flor Yekel, proud.
Thank you, Harrison Tiku Ashu. And before we take leave of you, this important information.
Gain time, pay tuition and examination fees in just few seconds and in a very safe way. Dial *126*007# or go to minesecpay.cm. Enter your matricule, pay and download your receipt. Momo is more. Everything is more with Momo.
And now to end CRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. Cameroon has been commended for her efforts in promoting transparency in public finance expenditure and accelerating reforms to promote growth and development by the International Monetary Fund at the close of the IMF's seventh review mission to the country. And Cameroon's huge agricultural assets on display at the National Museum in Yaoundé as exhibitors of produce and derivatives showcase their bounty during activities to mark the 44th World Food Day, chaired by the Minister of Livestock Fisheries and Animal Industries. And on the occasion, CRTV's afternoon edition juxtaposed the country's food production machinery to startling statistics of food insecurity suffered by 10% of the population. And in sports, the Cameroon Gymnastic Federation and the African Gymnastic Union upgrading the skills of the country's amateur gymnasts to render them professional at a five-day training open today in Yaoundé by the Minister of Sports and Physical Education. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Drusilla Mokoso Joki. Up next is a summary of the news in the French language with Prisca Njeng Mengolo. Bon après-midi.
Bon après-midi. Remise de l'étendard du 10e contingent camerounais de retour de la République centrafricaine. Le ministre délégué à la présidence chargé de la défense a présidé ce mercredi la cérémonie à la cour d'honneur de la brigade du quartier général à Yaoundé. Une cérémonie au cours de laquelle le ministre Joseph Betia Somo a transmis aux troupes de retour les félicitations nourries du chef de l'État, chef des forces armées, pour leur bravoure tout au long de leur mission. La Banque africaine de développement, quant à elle, organise depuis ce matin à l'hôtel Hilton à Yaoundé un séminaire de sensibilisation sur les opportunités d'affaires en termes de passation des marchés institutionnels. Objectif, démystifier les procédures et amener le maximum d'entreprises à s'intéresser aux appels d'offres de l'institution financière. Journée mondiale de l'alimentation, le Cameroun se joint à la communauté internationale pour célébrer ce 16 octobre l'édition 2024. L'événement, marqué par l'exhibition de la diversité des produits alimentaires du Cameroun, s'est tenu au musée national à Yaoundé. C'était sous la présidence du ministre de l'élevage, des pêches et des industries animales, le docteur Taïga. Et puis en sport, handball, 45e championnat d'Afrique des clubs champions, les quarts de finale se disputent ce mercredi. Les filles de la fondation André Zico ont affronté les Congolaises de l'AS Otoho. C'est l'un des 8 matchs au programme de la journée. Les autres formations camerounaises, FAP Monsieur, Friendship et FAP Dame, ont quitté la compétition à l'issue des rencontres de la phase de poule. Saoul. Madame, monsieur, c'était le condensé du TRIPIM. Merci de l'avoir suivi. Bonne suite des programmes sur le poste national de la CRTV.